And we're back with episode 34 of Black and a Half. Thank you so much. I'm Sas Lindenstein, and I have a special guest host for this episode.
Hello.
Hello, Nicole.
Hi.
Santora.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're my guest host for this. It's our first non-Manny.
I'm sitting one. In Manny's chair.
You're in Manny's chair right now. Manny's on vacation, so we had to get this recorded. We were told we had to get more episodes out. The public was demanding it.
The public
was at large.
Spouses
were like, get out of the house. So I'm like, okay, we're gonna do that. And so we're gonna have actually a series of guest hosts in there. Well, Manny's on vacation, then he'll be back, and then we'll.
Yeah.
And then hopefully,
and collective. Then you get to vote on which. No, that's not part of it.
That
just
might
kidding.
Be fun. Maybe that could raise our viewership if there's like a
some interactive element.
Yeah,
yeah. Instead of just listening to a bunch of weirdos talk.
Yeah. Today's guest, Aaron Fishbein, comedian, musician, extraordinaire, future Hall of Famer. Obviously.
Sure.
He was our guest. We talk today. We talk about our times camping.
Mm-hmm.
We have a competition about who had the
most camping.
Worst camping.
Most and
life.
Worst.
We talk about Aaron talks briefly about his musicianship. Nobody saw any of the movies I wanted to talk about.
Mm-mm.
Talked about OJ.
Mm-hmm. We talked with Aaron's mother very briefly.
Yeah. Channeled in here. It's a fun episode. Aaron's a funny guy. So listen to this. What was it weird being in a host chair?
No, no.
You're like, I feel natural.
I feel sorry. No, I just feel like I'm inadequate all the time. So why
Man,
would this be
like,
any different?
You should be a comedian.
I should, right?
Just inadequate.
Just inadequacy, self-doubt.
Yeah, that's all wonderful. The time. But as long as you had fun.
I did.
They had fun, yeah. You got free water.
I did. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, I mean.
That's always good.
On Black and a Half, we like to provide the finest filtered water.
It wasn't even filtered.
I think there's
you
a filter
You made me
in
fill
there.
It up.
I think there's a filter in there.
It was just tap water.
Did you go to the sink?
Wasn't I supposed to go to the sink?
I pointed to the other thing.
Oh. That was a general point. I didn't.
Oh, no. There was a whole filter system.
See that.
Wow.
Sorry.
Glad I had my own bottled water. All
yeah.
right. That's like my mom. We used to do that. We used to just fill up a bottle.
Your mom would
a
fill
pitcher.
Up a tap.
We just filled out of the tap.
Was
a pitcher.
This?
There was no filter.
Okay. Yeah.
It's too long ago. We didn't have Brita's.
Yeah, nobody knew about
then.
That back
yeah,
then.
Yeah. No, we just filled it up, put it in the fridge. Cold
so
water.
You had cold water. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You gotta have cold
Otherwise,
water.
It wouldn't make sense.
No, it's
to just
gross.
Fill it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Fill it up and just leave it out. That would make no sense. do you have anything coming up? Do you have anything you
want to
promote? Anything? Nothing booked yet?
Nothing booked yet.
That's an industry
Desperately
term.
Staring at the phone. No.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Well, neither do I.
This has been fun.
today's episode brought to you by our sponsor, Skyline Properties. Check out Silas Gets Real if you're interested in any home buying or selling needs. Check them out. And, of course, Parlor Live Comedy Club. Check them out. Manny will be hosting most of August, I believe. So you want to go check Manny Martin out at the Parlor Live Comedy Club in Bellevue.
Oh.
What?
Oh, I was like, yay! And then it was Bellevue. I was like,
oh,
I don't know if I can get over there.
So far.
It's not that far.
It's like, it's as far as you came to for this.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just got to cross a... You don't even have to pay a toll.
Oh, there you go.
You just use, you just black out your license plate. And then you don't have to pay a toll.
Hack.
Life hack.
Yeah.
So we got... This is a special episode. The first time we ever had a guest host... First time we ever had Aaron on the show. It was a wonderful episode. So take a listen, share, like. I know you don't like me to say that.
That's okay.
Stuff.
Whatever.
Nicole was on the. Oh, she was a get past guest. So go back and listen to her episode, and you'll get lots of info about her. We did a funny video that went almost viral.
Not just a couple million.
I mean,
views
short
of
viral, but
going viral.
It was a great little video. The How not to fuck up.
Hundreds of views.
Valentine's Day. Hundreds of views. Like 200. but check it out. Black and a Half, episode 33, Aaron Fishbein.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
About a week ago, a little over a week ago, I was at an open, or I was at a housewarming party for somebody. And they were talking that they'd just done this diet. It was like they'd just done sort of like the whole 30 diet.
Mm.
And I was like, they were telling me about it. And I was like, that sounds horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, you should do it. Like, no, you just like, it just burns all this energy when you got this fat on your energy. You should do it because you got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
ouch.
Wait. you mean I'm fat? No, not fat. Just like you got energy.
Like up top.
I'm like, yeah. Like, and I'm jolly, like, that's fat.
Like a jolly sort of energy.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of storage, energy stores in your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so she was just calling me fat.
But that's so great. I like that spin, though. I have a lot of energy.
like
you've got a lot of energy to burn. You could burn so much energy with that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that's fat. You mean I'm fat? And so 2 days later, I started the diet.
Yeah.
Because I was just so like, I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's like, she just it's like straight up called me fat.
Wait a minute. That's the first time you've been like fat shamed into like trying to lose weight?
Is it rude for me to say I'm surprised?
That's the first time. No. Other people said stuff that made me feel bad, but that really like it was like this one like said it to me while talking about a particular plan, like that they had just done.
Okay, so like, it just worked for them.
Usually, it just feels like I feel bad, and then I think about not doing something.
So a solution was like baked into, the criticism.
Why do you think it's not the first time I was?
you
call me fat.
Too? No, well,
sound,
you well, said it. You said it.
I said it.
You've said it before.
I think you seem to be agreeing, though.
Yeah. Okay. No. No. It's just that you've said that you are interested in changing something and burning some energy. Because you had some stores of energy?
I feel like I'm the drunk guy that's always drunk around everybody. And he's like, you know what? And it tells everyone, I think I have a drinking problem. And everyone's like, yeah, you do.
Thank God.
Like, we've been finally waiting for acknowledged you to it. Acknowledge.
No.
What, do you not own a mirror?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What? I don't know anything about. What is the whole thing?
You know anything about the whole 30 diet?
I don't know anything.
Tell us all about it, anything, but quickly.
Really?
What?
It's about.
Have you done it?
I know of it. I know it's like don't eat anything
basically,
that
like,
you enjoy.
So for 30 days, you're supposed to just eat like meats, ideally lean meats, vegetables and fruit. That's it. No dairy, no grains at all. Here's something I didn't know: a bunch of things were grains that were grains.
Yeah, like peas, right?
Peas apparently are legumes.
Yeah. Like legumes.
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 I had no idea. I thought it was just. Right. I knew you couldn't eat beans, but I was like, I don't know, peas were.
So is this considered like the Atkins thing? Like, wasn't the Atkins the one where you couldn't eat grains and?
Yeah, but that also said no fruit like your first week to get you into like the ketosis, no sugars at all. This doesn't have no sugars. It's just eating in a natural state.
So what happens if someone were to say, like, go past 30 days and, like, make this their thing?
Well, some people do that as a lifestyle.
Like,
nothing happens to you.
Nothing happens? Like, good? Like, positive?
I mean, I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
Probably just look, maybe, stay thin.
Yeah.
It's a good cleanse, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I do feel cleaner.
So what day are you on now?
10.
Day 10?
Yeah.
I feel like that deserves like a golf clap
or something.
A
double.
Somewhat enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Clap.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I could make it 10 days.
You could. You're a mom.
I
moms do a lot.
You know, I'm not.
You probably go 10 without eating and go, wait, did I eat?
No. I'm not one of those moms. I do hear that. Like, I have moms who are, like, super skinny, and they're like, oh, my God, I just forget to feed myself, you know? I'm like.
I think you're one of those moms.
No.
No?
No, I'm one of the moms who, like the whole, like, airplane thing. Like, if the thing drops down, make sure you put the thing on your face first before. I'd be one of those people like, yeah, duh.
I was gonna quit on day, I think it was day 7.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm done with this. Yeah. I'm not gonna do it. And I told my daughter that I was like, yeah, no, I'm gonna be done soon. And she's like, Daddy, you can't quit. If you stop, then you fail.
Ouch.
And I'm like, no, I don't fail.
So she's fail shaming you.
She is.
Yes. Everyone.
And now I'm like, that's actually what's kept me going is to think like, she's gonna think I failed.
Yeah. You can't let
it stop, and then everyone, when I posted like something about like, hey, you know what, I'm joking, like I think I'm done, this will be it, and everyone's like, you can do it, and I'm like, you got a support system. I'm like, ah, oh, crap, you guys are assholes now. I feel like now, like, maybe I'm gonna, like, guy Joseph Greenhour, friend of this program, he said, oh man, I was really happy for you. I was like, you were like turning a leaf, and
wow.
I was proud. I'm like, you fucking.
Well, they're
asshole supportive.
They kind of make it sound like it was an addiction or something.
Yeah. No. Wow. Clearly, they thought it was worse. I think that there's a lesson to be learned there, and that's don't talk to your kids ever.
Right.
Yeah. Just don't tell them anything about yourself.
I shouldn't have.
Remain an enigma and stay distant.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
Physically.
That always turns out really well.
And
you should be a parent.
And then they can't shame you for shit.
No kids. Right. So you have no kids, Aaron?
None that I kept.
None that you kept. Okay, cool.
No kids.
None, no. And then in the dumpster.
Careful. Yeah. I pull out games on point.
Oh, okay. just so in case anyone's listening, that's not an effective birth control.
Just in your experience,
just,
or?
No.
No.
Just
as a general.
Just as a general
like,
rule.
You feel like
thumb.
I need to tell people.
Yeah.
I just feel just like just as a little that. Disclaimer. Yeah. That's not a real.
But if it's on point, like he's paying.
There
on
is no
point,
such.
Like,
you know, oh my god!
I'm just saying
he's really old though. So like, yeah. I mean, I don't know how long
pulling
he's been
out,
having sex.
It's
but...
pulling out and divorce. I think the two of those together.
Oh man!
Are you divorced?
A very effective form of contraception.
Are you divorced?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When? How long?
There's way
what's
more
the timeline there.
There are way more people I know, comics that were married before that
of
I had no idea. They're just like quiet about stuff. I'm like, what? Are
so
you
much material.
Me? Was this? Did that start you doing comedy?
It was actually very shortly after I started doing comedy, but I think you know, just like in general, I don't think either of us was very happy.
Yeah,
and so I was doing comedy. I think part of that was like to get out of the house, you know, not be around or whatever.
Wow.
Oh, were you still living together?
Yeah. We were still together when I started doing comedy, and then probably about 2-3 months in. Is when we separated.
Yeah.
So, okay.
But it was, you know, it was a positive thing all around.
It's like a tale as old as time. Starts doing comedy. And, you know,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This makes me happy. This is that emptiness inside.
Right.
Now
has
I
been
notice it.
Filled. Yeah.
Right. It happens in people doing acting. Like, have you known there's a lot of people, they get into the arts and suddenly they're like, you know, I'm unhappy.
Right. Something has changed within me.
It's so, have you ever, I've directed a play
mm-hmm.
where suddenly a divorce was happening.
Wow.
Like, I directed a play once where the two people.
In the play?
Had
or
the,
like a
they were
part of
both married. One
okay.
was married, one
so
was
so it wasn't
just
in
a
script.
Term.
It wasn't just a play.
It was a play about an affair.
Very surprising.
And then the two cast members had an affair. And I was like, oh, shit. And I came in one day.
Yeah.
I found some stuff out after. It was great because I came in. I was in the rehearsal and I was like, it sucked.
Yeah.
And I just turned to my assistant. I said, we fucked last night.
Ew.
I did. I said that.
Gross.
Turns out I was right.
Ew.
Because I talked to them after the rehearsal. I'm like, something was just not there.
Yeah.
And the person told me that. Well, she told me they kissed. I know someone else told me that's not what happened. But she told me, like, that was the night after. Uh-huh. And they were like, oh shit, it was showing. Because there was no sexual tension anymore in it. It killed it. Eventually it came back.
But. Was it cats?
It was cats.
All that talk about your hooked penis. And I couldn't resist.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. It was a good man, Charlie Brown. No. I don't want to name people.
Don't name names. But I'll look up the one play that you said you directed.
I've directed like 30.
I thought, for some reason, just now, I thought you were like, I directed.
Well, I directed this one play where this happened. Okay. For sure. Okay. Gotcha. I mean, I've directed other plays where I'm like, or I've been in plays where I'm like, oh, they might be doing
some things. Yeah.
Married.
That's actually how I met my husband.
You should elaborate on that.
I was going to end that sentence?
Wait, you met him.
I met him in a play. So we were in a play together.
Having an affair?
No. Oh, this was a Shakespeare, very high class.
Yeah, there's no affairs in Shakespeare. Shakespeare anyway, never has whatever. Anything naughty happen.
Nothing, nobody gets laid in Shakespeare. No, but anyway, ever. Yeah, never. No, we were in a play together. He actually got involved in the play because of me. He was just like, oh, that girl's going to be in the play. I definitely want to be in there.
Really?
Yeah, and he's not even an actor.
That's his game?
That was
his game. It's a good move.
Well, it's 6 weeks of commitment. You're around each other a lot.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, when you look, doesn't that seem like kind of stalkery though?
No.
Like
that
could have been, right?
It could have been. Yeah.
When I first started dating my ex-wife, we had just met, and somehow the topic came up that she was like, I'm a big runner. I love running.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, I'm a runner too. I love running. Yeah. Let's go get a beer sometime. She was like, you know, it would be better. Let's go for a run. And I was like, "Eh, fuck."
Oh no.
Yeah.
I can already see this was wasn't a good. Not,
wait, so yeah. Did you run at all? Was that
you pretended
for a little bit.
She was very good at pretending that I was doing okay. So
how long were you?
Quarter mile. Yeah. I'm beat. Let's get drunk. Chain smoke.
Yeah.
I mean, it took me a couple of years after, but my first set was basically about being divorced. If I hadn't been divorced, I never would have done comedy.
Have you ever pretended to do something that you don't do to get with a girl? He could act and was in plays and whatever.
Yeah.
Did he pretend? He was open that it was his first one.
He was open that it was his first. We were really desperate for a male lead. It was a really small town.
Yeah.
Clearly desperation was all around.
I'm sure I have. I'm trying to think like what I was like over enthusiastic about. I think I definitely feigned like interest in things that they talked about.
Right.
But, like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like I've been married for so long. I can't imagine
being dishonest.
Yeah.
You're just like an open book now. It's hard to...
totally into Star Wars.
Yeah. I love Quantico. I get it. One of the best shows on TV.
Don't you feel like, I feel like now, like how long ago was it that you got married, that you met her?
Well, we dated for like seven some odd years.
Oh, okay.
So,
were you like in your 20s?
Like late 20s, I'm
gonna
say.
Late 20s, okay.
28, 27 or 28,
okay, so,
something like that.
Okay, and you're, because we're close to the same age.
Yeah, I'm going to be 39 next month.
Oh.
Is that?
Shut up, I'm older.
Yeah, you are old. And you look terrible.
Yep.
My God.
Where'd youth.
You seem energetic.
Oh my God.
Lots of energy.
For an old guy. You're like an energetic Santa.
I feel like now, with Facebook, someone could just find out if you were really into something. Because you'd be like, wait, I don't see any pictures of them ever hiking.
Right. Or like, camping or running or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Acting. Yeah.
You'd have to like Photoshop and put some old photos. Oh, I never uploaded these. I should upload the ones of me hiking.
Like you have to go in deeper.
That's from a movie. That's not a real picture. That's Tom
Hanks.
That's
Photoshop.
What are you talking? Why
are you
next to
Tom
Hanks?
I mean, but isn't that the great thing about modern technology? Like meeting people up? Like, I don't know. Do you do, like, online dating?
I did, yeah. I've got a girlfriend now.
Yeah, okay.
But I did, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I actually specifically said in my profile, I was like, I don't want to hike. Like, I'll go hiking.
Yeah.
But I don't hike.
So was your thing, your profile kind of like, you know how you, like, read a job description and you can tell it's in direct response to the previous employee? Like, does not take naps at lunch, you know? Like,
right, no, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just contrarian by nature. Yeah. So I made a point of saying, like, I don't work at Amazon and I don't like to hike. I mean, I will hike, but I don't like to hike.
Uh-huh.
And you'd be surprised, like, how many women were like, yeah, fucking hiking?
Yeah.
What is up with all of these assholes in Seattle? And I go on a date with a guy and he shows up and it turns out he works at fucking Amazon. And it ruins the whole night, you know? So get the cards out on the table
it
early.
It ruins the night because he works at Amazon?
You know, I mean...
Hey, Amazon. Damn, hey. Fucking Amazon.
Yeah. Basically.
Don't want those types.
Yeah. Just kind of like, you know, square, boring.
Uh-huh.
I know some really cool people that work at Amazon. They're not the majority of the people that I have met at Amazon.
I feel so weird about the whole Amazonian thing because I have heard so much bad stuff, and my husband works downtown, and he was getting food from a food truck, and he was like, I don't work for Amazon. Like, that was the first thing he said to me. I don't work for Amazon. He's like, okay, you're cool.
Wait.
Yeah.
He said that to the food truck?
Yeah, I mean, it came up naturally, I think.
Yeah,
but
they spit in Amazon people's food.
I would like a lamb skewer. I don't work for
Amazon. Just so you know. Just
so, like, can I get the good ones? Right. Can I get the good stuff?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
how do
good.
People have a weird thing again? I don't know. Like I said, I have yet to interact with hordes of them to feel like, there's definitely a weird vibe.
The best thing about Amazon people now is they're taking the heat away from Californians. Because when I moved here, everyone's like, oh, keep the Californians away.
But where are Amazonians from then?
Everywhere. Okay. Right? They're from everywhere. But like, you hear a lot. They used to be, when I moved here, everyone was anti-Californian. I was like, I don't know why you're picking on California. But now it's like, Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, let's keep the hate there. California loving.
Yeah. Gotta hate somebody.
You're right.
A band together.
Speaking of hate, so OJ's getting free, huh? How about that?
What do you mean free? Like he?
Wait, he's you never heard
free.
The news?
Wait, no, what? He got
he's
locked
been
up
in jail.
Against... When? Why? What?
What? For robbery.
Oh yeah.
He's been in jail.
I didn't know he was actually in jail.
Yeah, he's been in jail.
Oh.
But he was a model prisoner. We're gonna let him go.
Oh, or like early?
But he served more time than most people do for robbery.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it was
they gave
probably
like 33 years.
Yeah. Do with a ton of money. What did he steal? I don't even.
That
I,
like the Heisman?
No, he stole his own trophy. He tried to steal his own.
Isn't that the dumbest thing?
Because it had to like it got pawned or something. They took it. It was repossessed because he owed money.
Okay.
And then he went in to steal with a few guys.
Yeah.
And he got caught.
And they so gave him 32 years.
They gave him 33 years because they're like, motherfucker, got
right?
It.
You know, that and you know,
because you killed a woman and her boyfriend.
Yeah,
right. You so, know. We're so get now we got, you know, it's like how Al Capone they got him for like tax evasion, right? Wasn't
yeah.
that him?
Yeah.
So what it's do you like think we're gonna bring Trump down for? Like, what'll be the what? Little weird?
I don't
thing?
Know. This really, it's just like take your pick. You know what I mean?
Right?
Like, right?
It's
like,
just like a.
If it was my job, there's that guy, the ethics guy that, you know, White House ethics guy that, like, just resigned, like, in the last couple weeks. Mm. And it's like, I get that. Because, like, where would you even start?
It's too
you come
much.
To work and you just be like, I've got 10,000 options. You know what I mean? It's like turning on Netflix. Like, you just get, like, decision paralysis.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Fucking picks. He pissed on a girl in Russia. Let's go with
Let's
that.
Go
you
with
know
that.
What I mean? Like,
yeah.
And it was like,
literally anything.
And they're like, oh, we don't care. It's all right. It's just amazing, like... It was amazing for me to discover that. So we have like an ethics office, but they literally don't do anything.
Yeah,
like they have no power.
They just keep track of it.
They're like, they're not supposed to do that. And the senators go, well, we're not going to say anything. We're not going to do it. Like what? Like how are they not? I didn't realize. You know, we always said that there's these checks and balances. But there doesn't seem
doesn't
to be there,
seem
like wait,
there
but
anymore.
You can't seem to do anything, you know, except like unless he passes a law, right? But like, I mean,
I feel so dumb to all of this stuff.
Do you not watch the news?
No.
No.
I don't have TV.
You don't have TV. What?
That's my excuse. What? I mean, I could read, I suppose. But
who has TV? Nobody has.
Nobody has
I have
TV.
A TV, but
You have like cable on it?
Yes.
Well,
I have cable and I'm proud. God damn it. Like everyone acts like they don't have, I don't know how anybody watches anything because everyone acts like they don't have cable anymore.
We have Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah. Do you have Netflix?
Yeah.
Hulu?
Yeah. That's what I just said.
Oh, I thought you meant other people.
Oh, no. I have Netflix and Hulu.
And HBO?
I mean, when I get my in-laws' password, but they decided to like.
What?
They decided they didn't want to do HBO anymore. So we don't have HBO anymore.
Because you're in-laws.
I would convince them otherwise. Yeah, they're like, no, you guys think about all the great entertainment you guys are missing out on.
I hope they're not listening.
Did you say, oh, I don't want, you don't want to see the grandkids?
I think,
that's what I'm hearing.
Well,
do you say no HBO? I hear
no HBO, no grandkids.
No grandkids. I think, so there's this story that it's like, my husband is like, no, they totally know. It's totally fine that, you know, we have the password. And I'm like, I don't think they know. And he's like, I mean, you know, they know. And it's like this unspoken thing. Know. So I can't like bring it up. Like, hey, what's the deal with that HBO? When are you guys going to get it back?
Do you know that they canceled it?
Yeah, we did. But I think we found it out.
Changed the password.
Oh, maybe they changed the password.
Like, somebody's getting in our HBO. Yeah, I didn't watch this.
If you go to watch a show that they've watched, right. Then you can see, like, because I've got, you know, I share an HBO Go account with, like, a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Right, until they figure out how to shut that
so you
down,
can
that's
see,
the way to do it.
Right, exactly. Everybody has, you know, you can just ask around and someone will give you an HBO Go password.
Okay.
And then, because I don't think there's a limit to how many
there's
people.
Not.
Wait, do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay. Let's just check it.
Sorry.
I was seeing how much of an emergency it was.
No,
that's what I was
girl. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, speaking of which, did you hear about the new show that they're going to do?
Yeah. You know, you didn't hear about OJ, but you heard about this.
I know. Facebook. It's that's a word.
Facebook is OJ and this show.
I didn't see. Is that today that he got?
Yeah.
Out?
In October, he's getting released.
Oh, okay.
But it was announced today.
Yeah.
Like it came up.
I didn't.
Yeah. Did you hear about the new show, the HBO show?
That sounds very vague.
Confederates.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
The new show Confederates.
So the same producers of Game of Thrones is doing a show about as if slavery had never been abolished.
The
and
alternate
it's like a,
timeline.
Alternate timeline. There you go.
Yeah,
that's
alternate timeline.
Yeah. That's the wording.
I used to watch. I used to read.
The Confederacy
genres.
Wins.
Yeah,
right,
they seceded from the Union, and so I don't know if it's modern times, but it sounds like it's going to be close to modern times, like what we're still doing with that as an institution, and so some people are flipping out, and saying like, "Cancel your HBO account! How dare they? They're going to try to normalize this behavior."
Yeah,
I don't know. I used to actually, a book I really liked was about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were two actually books. One book I read, it was actually a science fiction where these time travelers from South Africa came and gave weapons to the Confederacy
mm-hmm.
to help them win
mm-hmm.
because they fought if the South had won, that they would have been more friendly toward apartheid down the road.
Huh.
That
okay.
was their theory.
Right.
So turns out at the end they win the Civil War, but then they abolish slavery because they're like, you know, we shouldn't do it. So,
but, so honestly, if they're upset about that alternative timeline, then why weren't they? I guess they would have been upset with like Man in the High Castle.
Well, that's what's being
if it had been good,
right?
Like watchable at all.
That's what's being brought up. Like,
they're concerned.
Some people are saying, "Well, where were you for High Castle?" You know, or
it was. I missed that one. Was that a movie or was that a show?
Man in the High Castle. It was a book that is now a show. I watched most of the first season. Or all of it.
I think mostly
I was
people are
by
like.
It. I was intrigued. Did you see it all or did you stop? High Castle.
I watched like 3 or 4 episodes and I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
I'm
always
really bad. It was really boring.
Mm.
It's the. I will say I did have to, like, stay like. Alert. I had to watch it earlier in the night. It was a late night show. I did have to watch a couple over again because I dozed off.
Right.
But I blame
that
on.
Good, huh?
Yeah, just gripping.
Yeah.
But I mean.
With someone so energetic and you fell asleep? That's weird.
I was watching. This was right when I had. Willow was. My daughter was like.
Oh, so this was
5 months.
Fairly
so
recently.
I was no. Yeah, I wasn't sleeping. So
yeah.
I was falling asleep everywhere. So it wasn't like. I couldn't blame the show. I was walking.
I blame the show.
I was falling asleep in movies I liked.
Yeah.
So I couldn't.
Here's my thought, and this is probably off topic, but this occurred to me like a few weeks ago. People talk about the slavery is a terrible thing, and it was. I'm not doing like right. The hair wasn't that bad. White guy. I was a Jew, man. We had to deal with the Egyptians. That was some tough shit.
Yeah.
So they're against slavery, but the people that are totally fine with the minimum wage, right? Like, is there really that much of a difference right. between being a minimum wage worker and being a, no, I get it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah,
like
right,
I'm not saying, oh, it wasn't that, I know it was terrible. There was murder and rape and
right.
absolutely. So there are differences, but I'm saying like, it's still kind of close.
Right. They're it's like they're in favor of as close as we can get.
Wait a minute.
The people in favor of...
Oh, my God.
No, the people who don't want a minimum wage, right?
Uh-huh. You mean no. They're against raising the minimum wage.
Right.
Right.
But my point is that, you know, you take every minimum wage worker I've ever known generally works multiple jobs to right. feed their family. So they yeah. work long hours and they work hard and they can barely afford their rent. They're always behind and they're always behind on their bills and mm-hmm. things like that. And so I would argue that, you know, in a lot of ways, slavery kind of didn't end if you
right.
apply it to just working class people.
Yeah.
Right? Does that make sense?
I mean, it makes sense to me. Kinda.
Well, the people who are like, no, pay whatever it's... Whatever the job,
whatever the business wants to pay.
If it's $2, that's fine.
Those people. That group is anti-slavery?
No, they're pro-slavery.
That's what I would think.
Still, I mean,
yeah.
they're saying, oh no, slavery was bad. I want to pay them $2 an hour. Though.
Well, but then
exactly.
That's
my point. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. Okay. But that becomes like a cultural consensus, right? Like everybody knows now. Most people wouldn't dare say anything about like an interracial couple, but like.
What?
Gay couples are still kind of on the, you know, like, well, but you know what I mean. Like,
they'll still say they'll shit. They're still, they're like, oh, no, it's fine. Not in my fucking family, though.
Not in
though.
My family. Okay. Well, me. All right. Well, but
you're
back
so
it up.
Seattle.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're right. I am so Seattle. But I don't know. Just like, I feel like there's some things like if people who are, yeah, aunt. Or pro-slavery, like I don't know. I just feel like those people. I think that's circling back to the whole like this new show potentially.
Uh-huh.
It's just like, almost like we don't need any more gasoline on the fire right now. I feel.
Well, part of me is like, there's no way they're gonna make the people that are Confederacy or owning slaves be the good guys in this.
Right.
There's no way.
But there's the whole
they're
anti-hero
not going to be
thing,
shown,
right? Like, what is?
They're not gonna be shown in a positive.
Right.
Light.
Right.
There's no.
I mean,
way.
I'm sure there's gonna be someone who. I bet there's somebody who's like, his family owns slaves.
Right, and he's
but
conflicted
he's like,
internally.
Oh, we shouldn't do this, guys. We should.
So,
he's secretly an abolitionist.
Sure, but tell me about Game of Thrones. Because from what I understand, there's a lot of bad characters that are the main characters, right?
Yeah. You can be a main character and still be a villain.
Yeah. But you're still getting screen time.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? We still get to see your inner workings.
The
and
Joker
I feel like...
gets a lot of screen time. He's a mass murderer.
Yeah. So, I mean,
Darth
so
Vader.
What? It doesn't matter if they're shown in a bad light. They're still being shown.
Is it glorifying?
I think
Did
so.
Did we glorify the annihilation of Alderaan by making Darth Vader?
Oh, see? Star Wars reference.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just, I don't know who
they
those
did kind of make
are.
Him a sympathetic character in
they
the third
did.
One.
Well, they did later, yeah.
Well, because they cast the pretty boy? Or that is that before?
No, I was talking about in Jedi.
You yeah.
Know, at the end, he...
they made him an old man.
When did Hayden Christensen get in there?
Fourth movie.
And we're talking about the
Which is
one.
The first movie.
The first movie.
Right, episode one.
Well, that's when he was a little three. Boy. Episode one, he's a little boy.
No,
just
not
little
not
boy.
Little, but when he was,
Episode
you know.
Two.
Right.
Which was the fifth movie.
That was when we were supposed to be more sympathetic. Sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Star Wars timeline.
He was a good guy, and then
yeah.
he turns. He's
yeah.
his fall for
See?
Grade.
That's what I mean.
Well, that is different.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, but when he's the villain, he's the villain.
Yeah. I don't
it's
know.
Like Jason. Is Jason... Friday the 13th, do you know
listen.
What that is?
Yeah.
It's a horror film.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I need to check.
I don't watch horror movies. I'm a baby when it comes to that kind of stuff. So.
Did you see Get Out?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We talked about that last
right,
time.
Right, okay. Did you see Get Out?
I actually just watched it last week and it was awesome.
Oh,
it was
great. Yeah. Did you like it? What did you
Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought it was really well done. thought it was a little heavy-handed setting it up when he comes to the town, and it was kind of like everyone's acting weird.
Yeah.
And he's not really like, he's like, that's weird, moving on with my day. Right. Like, you know what right. I mean? Like,
take a hint kind of thing.
Right. No, totally. Yeah. But, you know, all horror movies are like that. They're like, you know, we went to this cabin in the middle of nowhere, and we're all hanging out, and one by one, people are disappearing. Yeah.
Fred is everyone who leaves dies.
Yeah.
Hmm. Should we leave, too?
I mean, they made how many Friday the 13th movies? How many fucking people are going to send their kids to camp there? Yeah. How many people are going to go work as a counselor, you know?
The people in horror Crystal movies are pretty.
You know what
dumb.
I mean? That's got to at least come up. They got to mention that in the interview or something. I feel like legally
right.
So people wired to be like, just so you know, there's a guy with a hockey mask going around. Just cop it a few. As long as you don't go try to make out with anybody.
You're probably fine.
You're a teenager. You're well known for controlling your hormones.
Yeah.
We're going to offer you so many credits for your internship here. It's incredible. There's a guy who might try to murder you, but we're going to get you a great recommendation for your next job.
Thursdays are taco night, so that's pretty
if you
pretty
can make
good.
It to Thursday. Yeah.
I think make it to Thursday. I just need to make it to taco night.
Oh. I'm thinking about your diet, and I'm like,
what?
You can't have any tacos right now.
Someone told me I could get cassava. Cassava tortillas?
That sounds bad.
Yeah, that doesn't sound.
It sounds like
cassava. If it was good, everyone would eat cassava tortillas.
Like, oh my god, cassava!
Dude,
gluten-free pizza. Like, it just tastes like shit. Like, why would you?
On Amazon, cassava tortillas for 8 of them cost $19.
What?
Yes.
What are they made of again? Unicorn
cassavas.
Dust.
They're cassava.
Is it like a fruit?
I have no idea what a cassava is.
Who cares? It's not a...
I'm going to try to find them, though, so I can have a taco.
Don't do it.
What?
So I went vegetarian for a hot minute, like 3 months. And then towards the end, I found myself eating, you know, tofu dogs and tofu burgers. And I was like, you know what, girl, just eat some meat. Like, you don't owe anybody anything.
You know what I did today? This is why I've gained weight, too.
It says it's a major source of carbohydrates. Isn't that what you're not supposed to be eating?
I thought you were
eating?
No, it's just natural. Natural stuff. I eat pineapple.
Real taco there.
I spelled it right on the first try. I was pretty impressed.
Because you're not supposed to have grains. Grains do different things to you.
Okay.
No, but check this. This morning, I got a new box of Cheerios for my daughter.
Yeah.
And so I pour her some. And then, like I normally do, I take a handful and I pop them in my mouth.
Yeah.
I take one crunch. And I'm like, oh, no. And I'm like, I run to the trash and I spit them out. And I water and I wash it out to try to get all the wheat out of my mouth.
Good job.
I freaked out because I was just so casual. I'm more freaked out the idea of just accidentally.
Yeah.
Oh, I ate
a box of cereal. Yeah. All the time. Absolutely.
But that's why I've gained weight is because I just
mindless,
like. Mindless eating because I'm eating with her and then I'm like, well, maybe she's still here. I guess I might as well go get another helping.
Yeah.
I can do
it. Totally. God, food addiction. I have a serious problem, I think.
What?
Like, food addiction.
So, tapioca comes from cassava.
Really?
Yeah.
So, it's like a pearl-y looking thing?
I don't. It's like a root or something?
Starchy,
I
would imagine.
It's a starchy kind of root.
I feel like taro root.
And it is a staple food.
I've had taro root.
I've never had that until the frozen yogurt flavor came out. And I was like, oh my God, this is wonderful. Like, how can I get this?
Huh.
I've never seen anything else with it.
With
except
taro.
Frozen yogurt.
Yeah. Taro, it's like grows in Hawaii. Yeah?
Is that what
I
it
have
is?
No idea.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of taro in Hawaii.
Okay, you were camping in...
Oh.
You said this earlier. You didn't finish that.
Oh,
that
so...
Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. Aaron, are you a camping fan?
Yeah.
I know you don't hike, but, like, do you camp?
Like, car camping? Like, I'll go, like, you know, you drive out there, and then you move your tent, like, 50 feet.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're pretty much, you're just drinking beer and grilling food.
Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's great.
Like, do you, like, oh, we gotta go camping
carrying
this summer.
Carrying a bunch of gear out in the middle of nowhere.
Not your thing.
Not as much to do. But I will say that every good bachelor party I've ever been to is always camping and mushrooms.
Okay.
That's, I think, way better than a strip club.
But you've never been. Okay, that's good. Good to know.
better than a strip club.
Better than
camping.
A strip club.
Yeah, and once the mushrooms kick in, you can look at your friends, and they'll probably grow tits. So it's like you kind of get the best of both.
Or some of them might already have some.
Yeah. If they're energetic.
If they're, if they've got a lot of energy stores.
They've got a lot of energy stores.
But is it something that every summer you're like, I can't wait to go camping?
Or you're just
summer.
Like, good Lord, I need to go camping.
I'm not like, I can't wait to go camping, but like people invite me camping and I'll go out and I'll be like, sure,
but you won't ever,
that's fun.
You won't be the one to go like, hey, let's go camping.
I'm not the person that goes, hey, let's get out of the city for a weekend.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
Because some people have that city, like my husband's one of those people. He has that city thing where it's like he reaches like some sort of limit that I can't see. That's like, I need to get the hell out of here. Like, and I get it. I think because I'm aware of his city limits that I get it, you know. And he like gets on the bus every day and, you know, you feel crowded.
Yeah.
On. Crowded upon? crowded on?
Yeah. I was telling Nicole earlier, I don't like camping. But it's like I don't go camping because I camped for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was 9 years old, my dad moved us to a cabin without electricity or running water for toilet. So like I had a solar shower that I had to walk to like 50 yards, and it was just a little on a pole, and you just took a shower there.
A bag of water.
We had an outhouse.
Yeah.
And
we had an outhouse. That's nice.
Yeah. That was nice. We did actually all have television for a bit because he had a battery that he would hook the TV up to a battery, and then we would move the giant antenna, but you had to turn it to where the closest antenna was.
Right.
So you can just point it to one place and get three channels.
Right.
You had to get like different areas. So there's only like one channel that we could get really regularly was ABC. So I only watched ABC for like 6 years. It was the only station I ever watched.
So wait, you lived there, I think you said for a year, but now it's 6 years?
After that, you
watched. Well, after about a year, we got electricity in.
Okay.
So
but then
where
you still
this?
Only watched ABC?
Yeah. Well, stations didn't grow. So.
Was Family Matters on ABC? Was that ABC? TGIF?
I think it was, but that was before me. That was after. That was when I was older. Because I'm old.
Oh, we've covered this.
Yes. My MASH was just getting off the air.
Oh.
That wasn't ABC, but that was.
MASH?
Yeah.
How old are you again?
Shut the I'm 43. Sorry. I'm a proud 43-year-old.
You said
MASH
that.
Was on for like 17 years.
MASH? Like, I feel like MASH has always
that was
been
what
like
you watched
that
as a
show,
kid?
Right?
That's
I'm
a
like,
weird.
Dude, how old
no,
are you?
I watched MacGyver.
That
MacGyver.
And the Andy Griffith
MacGyver
show.
Was, I did watch Andy Griffith.
MacGyver was my hero when I was a kid.
Yeah, I watched MacGyver growing up. No, I remember the MASH finale distinctly because we didn't get that channel, but we kind of could on like Wendy, and they would turn it, and it was like all fuzzy, like we could barely get it, and they were just trying to watch it. They're like, it's the long... It's the end of the longest running TV show.
Oh,
I'm like,
okay.
I think we would occasionally watch syndication, so I kind of knew what it was. And I was like, oh, okay.
I can't remember what show it was that I used to watch, but MASH used to come on right after, and it's something about MASH. Like it just made me angry. I was just like,
ruining my afternoon.
Yeah, I just hate. I was just like, oh, stupid show about.
That's
Army
why I
or
hated
something.
Football for the longest time. It ruined every like my cartoons in the morning.
Yeah,
like suddenly I'm like, what the fuck.
I do think that, like, kids nowadays, not to be all, like, fucking Mr. Old Guy, but, like, you know.
Accept it.
They will never know what it's like to be bored. They'll never know what it's like to watch something shitty on TV that you don't want to see just because there's nothing else to do and there's nothing else to watch. You know what I mean? Like, we had, like... a handful of channels.
Right. There was very limited options.
And, you know, like MASH would come on, and if you weren't into MASH, it was like, well, you can watch MASH or golf.
Right.
And if you had a VCR.
Cooking show or like an evangelist or something.
Yeah.
So like you had to choose. You were like, well, MASH is the most palatable out of all of those.
No.
And the other thing that I think is crazy that kids will never experience is like when I was a kid, if you watched a show and you missed an episode, that was it. You just never saw, you never knew what happened. Like, I remember Dallas, right? Yeah. And I remember my mom was super into Dallas. I think you gave me a look. I wasn't into Dallas. My mom fucking loved
I was into Dynasty.
What? I don't know these shows.
Dallas late was night like soap opera. Yeah, it was like a soap opera.
Primetime soap opera.
So it was like a higher, you know, it was higher.
Do you know what a soap production opera is?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So it was a drama, right? So it was really, in a lot of ways, it was kind of almost like Game of Thrones, but Texas oil businessmen.
Okay.
In the 80s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, and the main patriarch of this family was J.R. Ewing.
Okay.
And there was this episode where somebody shot him. Oh. And they teasered it, you know, for weeks, like, J.R. is going to get shot. Who did it? Oh, who shot J.R.? And it was like this huge, there was like a, it's like a pop cultural phenomenon. People remember like, oh, who shot J.R.? I remember that.
Okay.
But I very vividly remember that we were like, my parents got in a big fight because we like had gone out to dinner with like some family. And they lost track of the time.
Oh, no.
And my mom was like, we're going now. Dallas is on in 15 minutes and I'm not going to miss it. I'm not going to miss who shot JR.
You know,
and nowadays, yeah, she is awesome, but she is, but like nowadays they just be like, oh, I'll just like download it or watch it on Netflix when it comes out or whatever. But like then it was like, if you didn't see that episode, you just didn't know.
Wow.
You never know what that was.
I remember trying to piece together what happened on some things and going, okay, what happened? Until it came on syndication. And I'd finally go, oh, that's what happened. Mm, okay.
3 years later.
Well, it was like three. Yeah, because it was like three. Because reruns, even when they did reruns, and that was a big deal. I don't know. Do they even repeat shows anymore?
Yeah.
Do they ever have reruns still? Yeah. I don't know. Reruns would come on, and you'd like, oh, is this one I haven't seen?
Yeah.
If you didn't have the TV guide, you didn't know.
That just sounds like a...
What episode's going to be on? I don't know.
Dark like, time.
Yeah. I had an uncle who would, whenever Gilligan's Island came on, he would not watch it. I wanted to watch it, but he would change the channel unless it was going to be musical Hamlet. So we would wait till the very beginning. He'd let me watch the beginning of it. Like the, hit right down with the tail of the, you know Gilligan's Island?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I don't know. Did not sound convincing.
Yeah, I don't think you know Gilligan's Island.
I've heard of it, yes.
Okay, Gilligan's Island. So until the theme song was done.
It was a TV show.
Then we could.
Thank you. There is an island.
Okay.
One of the characters.
Gilligan.
Okay. Yep.
You know, it was always his fault they didn't get off the island, too.
Oh, they were trapped.
So he, once it started, it wasn't that episode. He'd change it. I'd be like, fuck. I didn't realize till just now how much of an asshole that was. Like, that was mean.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to watch the show.
And he would just.
No. He's going to wait to see if it's a one episode.
Aww.
And I was always like, maybe it is.
Oh, so mean.
Yeah. Pro wrestling, yeah. Now you just look. You can just look up what happened.
You can just look up things, yeah. Oh, back to the camping thing. So the thing, one of the things we have in common is that I can one up you.
Yeah.
I camped for 2 years in Hawaii.
Yeah, but I was on a mountain.
Is that
you
camping?
On a mountain? No, no. In Hawaii, we just didn't. That's we didn't. Camping. We didn't have a house. That was what that
okay.
was. Yeah. No.
Okay.
So you're homeless?
I mean, in one place though. So technically,
you're homeless in one place.
Half homeless.
Wait, were you paying rent for the land? You
yeah.
Were on? Okay,
yeah.
That's
so we were paying money to be there.
To be in a tent.
Yes.
An outhouse?
No outhouse.
How'd you go to that?
Outside.
What? Wait. Did you go and dig it, or did you go in the ocean?
Well, no, gross.
Did you go in the ocean?
Gross. Not the ocean. No, no, we Sometimes we were able to rent a porta potty, and sometimes we just would dig. Yeah, dig
you'd
hole.
Rent a porta potty.
Yeah, that was like legal. That was the legal requirement.
If you do the digging version, what happens when, like, a few months later, you accidentally dig up your old shit or something? You know what I mean? Like,
well, like you can see the TP still sticking out of the side. Man, this is the not. I didn't know this was gonna go in this particular direction.
Well, that's
so. Where do you poop? That's
yeah,
what we want to know.
That's like the
years.
First thing
that's
I
amazing.
Think about. That's my
magic.
Biggest problem with most science fiction shows is where's the toilet?
Where's the poop?
Millennium Solve Falcon. I have no idea where the. I don't know where the bathroom is. That's a ship.
Wait,
on Star
Wars. What's this? What's a sci-fi show where you can't figure out where the poop goes?
Star Trek does have bathrooms.
Okay.
They have restrooms.
Then they jettison it.
Right.
That's what I would imagine.
No. I mean, I know where it goes.
Isn't that what they do with, like, the
But Dave there's
Matthews
no bathrooms.
Band?
There's no, oh, like, there's no nobody bathroom. Ever goes, like, oh, I need to pee. Like,
that's actually what the captain's chair was. It's just...
Has a catheter installed. Yeah.
That's a, yeah, there's...
But, like, DS9, you see Rom talking about waste extraction. Like, he actually works in waste extraction.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Nobody does it, but, yeah, it's always off camera.
I also love that that is what you take issue with.
I
like
do.
This show where they're flying through space and there's aliens.
I want people
and
to.
Captain Kirk has literally fucked like 87 different kinds of aliens, but.
I am.
Where do they poop?
I am
where
bothered.
Do they take their poops?
I
don't. It's so unrealistic.
I'm bothered. Okay, when I see any show where they're like stuck in some room for 18 hours and they don't address that they had to go to the bathroom, I'm always like. What about the poop thing?
They solve that. Maybe they... Okay, here's what they do. They had the teleporter thing.
Yeah.
They would shit into the teleporter and just teleport it off to a planet they didn't like.
Yeah. When I was
I'm totally fine. I just want
to...
I just
teleported
want them
to Jersey.
I just want them to say, excuse me. Number one, I got to do the number two. I just want them to say, I got to go use the bathroom.
Yeah. You want them to acknowledge it.
Acknowledge the bathroom.
Okay.
Exists.
Maybe Aaron's right, though. Maybe there's some, like, little beaming device on their
You know,
their
I
bodies.
Guess if they do have foreign, like, if they do have implanted in them these universal translators.
Maybe they've cured the...
Maybe they have the teleporter thing, right? Maybe they have a little one inside their underwear.
Yeah.
In their rectum.
Like, beam it out, Scotty.
This goes gone. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
And that's
you use
why,
Scotty tissue.
That's why Worf does his grumpy all the time. It's not comfortable.
He always drinks prune juice.
The Starfleet issue is just not comfortable.
Well, that's why
they're not sized for Klingons.
They're not. Are they too small? Too big? What do you think? Who knows?
Too big, obviously. Can you get uncomfortable because something's too small?
What are we talking about?
Anything.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. A shirt. Yeah, I guess.
A shirt?
Okay. A lot of things. Never mind.
You know what? There were shits in Star Trek because Captain's Log.
Okay, why did you camp for 2 years?
We didn't have a house. We didn't have money for a house.
that can't just
people
be
of Seattle
answer.
Can relate to that.
Wait,
yeah,
your family's black, right?
Yes,
they just let black people just sleep out on land.
Yeah, well, this was Hawaii, so everybody was brown. It wasn't okay.
Aren't Hawaiians a little racist? I thought Hawaiians were known as being a little.
No. I think everybody's kind of like...
They're racist towards white people, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, the Samoans are
maybe.
Racist towards white people.
Oh, okay.
But
sure.
not the brown
people. Yeah.
I thought it was very tribal. So I thought there was a tribal
no.
thing. Well,
I mean,
not,
I feel like
tribe.
Everybody is... It's also kind of like a very mixed place. So everybody's kind of everybody. So there's a little less like... I mean, people pick on each other.
So
like,
I will fit in? Like, if I go there, people are like, oh, we'll like you.
Yeah.
You but just, my wife, they'll be like,
no.
We'll take her money.
No, she's... Your okay. wife's... Is your wife kind of granola-ish? A little bit? No?
She's white.
She's very white.
Yeah, she seems chill. I think she'd fit in just fine.
She's very chill.
Yeah.
If you guys were a white couple, I could see them fucking with you, but they look at you and they're like, eh, she's fucking a black dude. Like, she's not that bad. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I would think.
I would say, I mean, maybe I wouldn't say black. I'd be like ethnically ambiguous.
Yeah. Ambiguous. The first time
He's
I heard
nice
the name Silas Lindenstein, I was like, oh, there's another Jew in this
You
scene.
Were feeling... Okay, so what the hell? Have I asked this before and not remembered? But what, I mean, there's that, somebody's Jewish.
Yeah, you have a fucking Jewy name.
German. It's a German-Swedish name. It's like a hybrid.
Okay.
So, which is not related to my ancestry.
Your ancestry was not German or Swedish.
No.
They just took Swedish-German names.
My grandfather took his stepfather's name. When he adopted him.
Gotcha. Okay.
So then we got... So I inherited the name Lindenstein.
Right.
So it's not part of my blood.
To confuse everybody. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What was your name? Jackson?
No, it was Gibson.
Gibson?
Yeah.
Which... Does that represent where you're from?
Of course not.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
so
maybe.
So what name did it replace? Like Goldstein?
Still not Jewish. Still not Jewish. DeLisi. DeLisi, common
DeLisi?
Italian name.
Yeah, I was going to say that sounds Italian.
Okay.
You can always tell there's a lot of vowels. It's almost always Italian if there's too many vowels. I don't know. They fucking love vowels. It's like Wheel of Fortune must be weird over there.
It's like buy a vowel. You can't buy a vowel.
You're done. You win.
You need a couple more.
It's just A. Yeah.
So wait, how did you get to Hawaii?
Okay, so when I was 16, my mom wanted to move to Hawaii. We were living in Seattle. And
this was when you were 16?
Yeah.
You moved to Hawaii at 16 and were homeless. That's not homeless.
Hey. I don't like the usage of that term.
16, you're like, I just can't imagine a 16-year-old Seattleite thrown into Hawaii and go, okay, we're just going to live in a tent.
Yeah, it was hard.
And you went to school and everything?
No, I didn't go to school.
What?
I didn't go to school.
You were homeschooled?
Yeah.
Like, look at the, I guess you're learning about irrigation or waste management.
Yeah, a lot of waste management.
Hole digging.
You were a homeschooled kid then?
Yeah.
Like your whole life?
No, just from middle school on.
That's
just that's
when you start to learn stuff.
Yeah. So all this social
explains a lot more.
So okay,
I don't know. You're a homeschool kid.
So if you were homeschooled like that, like
she
what?
Was homeschooled and homeless.
What's
good? So many things.
But like, there's got to be things that every kid learns in school that you just didn't know until someone mentioned it. Do you know who George Washington Carver is? Everybody knows who
Peanuts.
Yeah, the peanut guy.
There you go.
Because it was always like in the textbooks.
Yeah.
They're like, see, we should have some black people. Like,
Yeah. I knew about that guy. Yeah, go ahead. Who else? What else does everybody know?
Well, okay, so that's why you don't know any TV shows, for one. It's because you weren't around people.
Who do we defeat to get our independence?
For some reason, I was going to say Mars.
You actually are hesitating. You're like, fuck, is it Spain?
Germany? Wait, no. England, yeah.
Okay.
Duh. But wait. Well, so why did you get homeschooled? Were you just a little off?
I just want to quiz her. I want to find a ridiculous thing she doesn't know. Who was our first president?
George Washington.
Okay.
You have to take tests, right?
Yes, I had to take a test. I took my GED.
Test, right?
That's it.
Okay.
I was
No, you have to take tests each year, right? They need to make sure that you're staying up on things. Right?
So, I don't think that they worry about that with the homeschool kids.
No.
Did they tell everyone you were dead and just that way they don't have to report
you? I don't know. I mean, we moved so much. Maybe that was part of the reason why.
You were on the run?
No, I don't think so. Not that I know of. Yeah.
Are they in jail?
No.
Okay.
No, my mom's just dead. And my dad really? Might be in jail. I don't know. Oh, God. Comedy show.
What?
This just gets bad.
Wait, I thought you talked about your mom. She's not around?
No.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Wow. Okay.
I'm learning a lot. In Hawaii? Then you came back to Hawaii. I mean.
What?
Then you came back to Seattle. When you were 18?
No, she died when I was about 16, and then I went to school in Hawaii and met my husband in that play that we talked about earlier. And
you met him in Hawaii?
Yeah, yeah.
He lived in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Is he Hawaiian?
No.
I don't know.
About this. No.
Wait,
he's
I'm
from Olympia.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's just so random.
Yeah.
To meet someone else from up here.
Yeah.
In Hawaii.
Right.
I feel like
now let's go back to.
There's totally a Hawaii Seattle connection.
Really?
It's like New York and Florida have a connection because people live in New York and they're like, I'm sick of it being fucking cold. So they go to Florida, where people live in Florida and they're like, it's fucking hot all the time. I want to go live in New York.
Right.
And it's the same thing with Seattle. Like, I think people who grow up with Hawaii, they're like, ugh, the fucking sun. Get me the farthest I can be away from sunshine, and that's Seattle.
And that's Seattle.
You know?
Huh.
And then there's people who grew up in Seattle.
Are there people
and they're like, I'm sick of this bullshit. I'm sad all the time. And so they go to Hawaii.
That was my mom on that route. Yeah, she was just like, oh, Seattle, so rainy. I want some sunshine. And then so we moved to Hawaii.
Okay. And then you met him in the play at 18?
At 21, something like that.
Okay, but you were not homeless. You were only not homeless for 2 years.
Yes.
Then you got an apartment.
Yes.
And then you just stayed. Did you go to college there?
Yeah.
You of high?
What?
U of High?
U of Hawaii. University of Hawaii.
But it's H-I is the...
Yeah.
So it's U of High.
Nobody calls it that, but if you want to call it that...
Not yet.
Yeah.
They will after this show.
Yeah. All everybody
you
who's
started
listening.
That.
You
yeah.
Get it going.
Yeah.
U of High.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, I met a dude. Let's go back to the rain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty much. I mean, well, we... Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's something my therapist would... I mean, I don't have a therapist, but, you know, like, they would be like, yo, you're always so negative, you know? Because I, you know, thinking about... Because
you left Hawaii.
Because left Hawaii.
Come to this rainy shithole.
Something's wrong.
And you used to poop in a hole in the ground. Like, I get it. Like, I would be sad, too.
A very
like,
shallow
I would be
hole.
Like,
I didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah. That's got to be a weird first session. You just touch on, eh, you know, used to poop in a hole that I would dig. And then I was, you know, I was homeschooled, but, you know, couldn't shit in the ocean. Duh. And then I left Hawaii, and I went to where it's rainy and cold and shitty.
Right. And I'm like, please give me the drugs to make me forget. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know what to tell you. I lived in a tent. And
lived in a tent. I mean, that kind of beats. Yeah, you kind of beat my story.
I wasn't trying to beat your story.
But because
you said something about, like, structure, though. You were like, we had a cabin. And I was like, ooh,
like,
cabin.
Oh, fancy.
You're like, you had a cab. You had walls. Like,
must be nice.
Did you ever have, like, a... Were you on...
You didn't have to fight off ocelots? Well, some of us didn't grow up privileged.
Okay, I'm guessing, were you inland? Because I'm imagining, like, you were near the water.
Oh, no, inland. Yeah.
Okay. It's like, wow. Yeah. I was about to ask, did you ever get worried about tsunamis? Like, just wiping your tent away?
Oh, no, I didn't worry about that. I had a lot of dreams about tsunamis, though, before I knew what a tsunami was. That sounds dumb, to live on an island and not know what a tsunami is. But, yeah. So, no.
So, which island?
Big Island.
Big Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I'd be on the Big Island, too, if I was on a tent. I'd be worried.
But that's where most of the people who live there live,
I
right? Because it's not really as touristy.
No, it's not. You know,
it's not?
No.
I thought
no.
the Big Island was... Isn't that where Honolulu is?
No, that's Oahu.
Wait, what's the Big Island?
It's called Hawaii.
But everyone calls it
the
Big Island.
Yeah.
But it's like it's not...
So what's your connection? You seem like you know a lot about Hawaii.
I have been there once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which island did you go to?
I went to Oahu. We actually... So my ex-wife... This is when we were dating, I think. Or no, wait. No, we were married. But one of her good friends growing up here, actually, had moved... Like, had grown up in Hawaii, moved to Seattle with her family, like, in her teenage years, and then moved back with her husband and her kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were living out there. So we went out there and, like, kind of hung out with them for a few days and went to, like, the touristy part and hung out on the beach and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know a ton, but I know enough to bullshit through a conversation.
I mean, I was like, you know, where you stay, brah, you know, like, doing the whole, like...
That was my last...
Can you hear me shaka-ing right now?
Hawaii was actually my last state that I had to visit. Before I had hit all 50.
Oh, wow. You've visited all... What is that kind of person called? Like, is there a name for that?
Junior Explorer.
Yeah.
League. No, I don't know. Right. But it should be. I should get, like, a badge.
You should.
Something.
Yeah.
How long did it take you? Was that, like...
Well, I used to play music, and I would, like, tour all over the country. So...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I
totally
forgot about that.
That's basically... We never toured through Alaska or Hawaii, and I was up in Alaska... with my family, you know, at some point when I was a teenager. So basically Hawaii was the last one.
Right. And you checked it off.
Yeah.
So cool.
All 50 states and every province in Canada.
What kind of music did you play? Like, what instrument and stuff?
I play guitar and I was just different, like, punk rock bands.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
So,
do you still play?
Yeah. I still play all the time, actually. Yeah, still playing bands and stuff like that. But
how do you have time?
My touring days are... I just don't sleep. I sleep like 4 or 5 hours a night.
Yeah.
Do you, like, go do comedy, and then you go to a band rehearsal, and then go home?
Usually, if I have band stuff, I don't do any comedy. And there's been a couple times that I did double dip, but for the most part, you know, like, for a long time, Fridays was band day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's when we would practice.
Right.
And then, you know, a lot of times we'd have shows or whatever on Friday or Saturday nights and stuff like that, so... the band stuff I've been doing a lot less of the last, like, few months. We've been kind of, like, just taking a break or whatever. But, you know, there have been, There have been entire months where literally every single night I was either doing comedy or music.
Wow.
Like,
yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And plus I have my job.
Yeah.
And,
what's your day job?
I work for a chemical company. I sell dangerous chemicals over the phone.
Oh.
I work for a chemical distributor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do sales.
Drugs. It does drugs.
Yeah.
No, it sounded like a weapons thing. Like, I sell chemicals, too.
I do actually sell some things that can be used to make meth.
Oh.
So that's pretty fun.
Good job. So you got a lot of high potential.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
a lot of opportunity.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
It's
like
a growth industry.
Thanks.
Sells to a lot of Everett. Sells to Everett a lot.
Just drink some, get meth strong.
Oh, my God.
Man. I was telling my wife before I came here, there's like 4 or 5 movies that I really want to see.
Okay.
Like, right now there's the most movies of all year, since last year, I want to see. So War of the Planet of the Apes. Are you guys, either of you Planet of the Apes fans?
I saw
Have you ever even heard of it?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Like, Jesus.
That's the one where the...
There's a planet.
Is that like the one where Robin Williams is in it and like?
Yeah, and he's a robot.
He's a robot.
Yeah, and then he dresses up like a woman to fit in with the apes. And
yeah, I think I've seen that one.
He's from space.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that one's coming out again, or is it a sequel? How are they going to do it without Robin Williams?
Oh, God, I hate you. War of the Planet of the Apes. So you guys aren't monkey fans, okay? I liked all the incarnations of that. Valerian? Have you guys seen the ads for that?
Previous right?
Sounds like
a kid movie, though.
Drug.
Like a young adult.
Could be. There's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of stuff now is built for. Here's the thing. It's like the biggest budgeted indie film ever.
Define indie.
I know. Like, I hate it when people say that.
Yeah.
No studios are involved in this. Like, there's no studio money in this.
Interesting.
They got them to distribute it, but it's like no, it was completely fundraised by like a small group of producers. And they think that they think it's going to be huge based off of their showings that they've done, and potentially introducing a whole new world of that hasn't been merchandised, you know, or anything. It's just this whole cast of characters. So.
Oh, I mean, and they have totally like when I hear the word, I guess independent just means like you said, lack of studio.
Yeah.
Rihanna's in it.
Is Rihanna. It just me, or does it just totally seem like a young adult version of, was it Avatar? Was that what it was? Or no, not Avatar. What's the one with the unobtainium and the blue people?
Avatar.
Galaxy Quest.
Avatar. Wait, no. What?
There was a blue person in Galaxy Quest. That's
and
a great,
unobtainium.
That's a great movie. Yeah, it
was Avatar.
Yeah, yeah.
Unobtainium is a classic.
But the people, thing. The like, oh. You know, the CGI... alien people in the preview for Valerian just remind they just look like the they look like the Avatar people.
Yeah. Possibly. I thought it was kind of original.
I'm gonna Google Valerian looks like Avatar and I bet you there's gonna be
everybody's gonna
agree
with you.
At least one other person
will be like, yep.
Agrees
and,
with
today
me.
On Black and the Half, the guest host and the guest are both are on Google.
Can't say it.
They're Googling.
Nope, my phone's down now.
What? It's down?
It's done.
Phone down.
Is it on the table?
How could you? How can you bring it out with that much that weak?
Hmm.
It was that weak, and you brought it.
Oh no! Down as in on the table. I put it down.
Oh, yeah. You're saying like it was down.
No.
Like oh, yeah. Shut off.
It shut off. Yeah.
Like poor girl.
I did see this ad for it was a Kickstarter for this thing where you can put your phone in a little pouch on your door. To, you know, get people who are, like, addicted to phones to, specifically for couples, to, like, be able to reconnect. And
leave it at the door?
Leave it at the door.
The front door?
I mean, the bedroom door.
Okay. Because I was like, at the front door, I was like, I'm going to go, people are going to start robbing those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But basically, it's a Kickstarter for just a little pouch. It's like, why not just put your, just agree to put your phone in the living room, like
yeah,
everybody else.
Box or something.
Someone's trying to make money
Why
off
is it
of
a, pouch?
A
Kickstarter.
Pouch. Yeah, they've got it's half funded.
Seriously.
Yeah.
People are like, oh yeah, let's.
I definitely need a pouch.
A pouch.
Right, and they're the dumbest looking pouches too. Sorry, I don't mean to diss you, guy who's doing this, but like,
yeah.
No.
I sometimes I lie in bed with my wife, even, and we're both on our tablets, and I'm like, this is pathetic.
I don't think it's I don't think it's any different than like watching TV together or like reading the they're both reading books or there something
you go.
Like that.
There you go.
It's the same thing.
Something just no one would ever look down on.
I do. What we do is that we'll lay around in bed or on the couch, and I will be playing my dumb Star Wars game on my phone, and she will be doing crossword puzzles on her phone, and then she will periodically be like, "What's a five letter word for blah blah blah," or something like that. But so we do it kind of together.
Star Wars game? Star Wars game?
A Galaxy of Heroes.
Okay, I've seen
it's
that.
Like an RPG. It's pretty fun. Yeah. I'm a nerd.
Oh, I gotta play that game. Hope Linden was talking about it. It was a Star Trek game. I'm going to download. It's a little like dumb little game like that. It's like that Death Star, Tiny Death Star, but it's like a... Do you know Tiny Death Star?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm so sorry that you I just told you about it. You I just ruined a lot of time for you.
Fucking hell. God damn it.
No, it's like Tiny Death Star, but it's a Star Trek version. I gotta look it up now because I was like, it sounded great.
Because I feel like, you were talking about it before. Like, had you had a chance to play it?
What?
Like playing a Star Trek game?
Oh, I bought the VR. The VR Star Trek.
Okay, maybe that's what we were talking about. That's not the same thing?
No.
Oh, okay. How was that? Is that
this
cool?
This is amazing.
Yeah.
A VR is amazing.
Yeah.
Aaron, have you ever done a VR system?
I've dicked around with it once. Like the... What was it called? The original
like
one?
Like Oculus?
Oculus, yeah. I tried that out at PAX a few years back.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it just gave me a headache after like 5 minutes. So I've never even touched them since then.
Right. I'm sure they get better every year, you know.
I mean, some people will. It does cause dizziness or migraines or whatnot. But, oh my God, this, like, you look like you're on, you feel like you're on the starship.
Ooh, I want to try
like,
that.
You just look around and then, like, oh my God. You start laughing. Because first you do, like, you have to go through the training mode, and it's like, it's cool because you're in a room.
Right.
It looks like you're in a room, but it's not there. But then once you start the actual missions and you're on the ship.
Yeah.
Like, this is awesome.
Oh,
Star Trek Trexels.
Trexels. That's it.
The game
yeah.
that she was talking about.
I'm going to download that.
That sounds cool.
The VR system is the great, like,
so do you have it on, like, the PlayStation? Or?
PlayStation, PS4, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, for me, the childhood fantasy was the Star Wars game. There's one level from a game called Battlefront that came out that you get to fly, and you're flying an X-Wing. And so you fly next to these ships. And it's animated, but it's, like, first when you first crawl into the X-Wing, it's like you're standing next to it and it feels like you feel like you're next to it. Like you can't feel anything, but you're like, it's right there. Mm-hmm. It's right there. And you get into it and you're in the cockpit and flying. Like,
it's really cool. I mean, and knowing that you have like a small child, do you make sure she's not like crawling? Or like when do you have the time/space?
She goes to bed at like 6:30.
Wow.
7.
What time does she wake up?
Like 6:37.
Wow.
12 hours.
When you discipline them, that's what happens.
That's great.
You're like, you are not going to eat if you don't sleep. No, I don't do that. But
sure, I'll take whatever tips you got.
Whatever. I mean, I do it at night, and I can't because I have this thing on my head,
right,
so I can't watch her. Like
furniture.
I have done it when the wife's around watching her a little bit. Yeah. I won't do any big game with her around. I even
how much of a doofus do you look like?
Right. I think that's what I'm concerned about, too, for some reason.
Yeah, I don't think that your wife can have sex with you after seeing you wearing that. Then, like, if she sees you wearing it, she'll be like, maybe tomorrow.
I think
tomorrow.
She knows what she got into.
You know what I mean? Like, that's granted. That's granted. She knows he wasn't like, I'm a big hiker, and they got her married.
Right.
And then he was like, just kidding, Star Trek. Right. Like, but
I wear it during sex. I mean, that's just how I roll. You know, because then it's like, I thought you were
Deanna Troy.
They must already have the VR sex shit, right?
Of course.
Like, that must. Some that was not the first.
Working on it. There's a whole like the first team thing. Working on it right now.
That's what popularized the internet. I mean, you know, it's.
Perverts run industry.
Unfortunately, PS4 won't allow that.
Progress.
That's why I need to get the other ones. Uh-huh. That'll allow us.
Is it like a USB like one, like that would hook into a PC too?
Oh yeah, they're like Oculus is that. Yeah, those probably have sex games. Yeah, I'm sure.
But something. I'm saying if you have the headset and it hooks to the PlayStation with a USB, then it probably works with a PC as well, and then you can get the virtual sex stuff and have sex with data or whatever it is that you want to get. Spock.
Data.
Like a three-way with Spock. Hey.
Wait, Spock or Spot?
Both.
Oh.
That's why it's three.
You could even cross, you know, you could have like Jean-Luc Picard and Captain Kirk, like a three, like cross generations. It's the magic
of technology.
You can have a three-way with
it
them.
It could. And, probably not going to do that part, but like, okay.
My girlfriend makes fun of me all the time for doing nerdy shit, but I think if she saw one of those things on my face, the first thing she would do is smack the front of it so that it hits me.
And then she has the experience herself, and she's like, oh,
here's the thing.
I get it.
Yeah.
The horror genre is doing great things with this.
Oh, I'm sure. That's got to be awesome.
Like, I mistakenly played at night. What, like the Resident Evil?
Mm-hmm.
I had to watch a TV show after because I like a comedy because I'm like, I can't go to bed.
Yeah.
I can't go to bed. This is too, like, it scared the crap out of me. And especially because you know, walking into it, this is a horror game. So you're like, something's going to happen. Shit.
There's got to be. If there isn't, there's got to be like movies and stuff on this, right? Like,
yeah, actually, I watched this one little animated one. It was funny. It was just like 4 minutes long. That was great. They have a bunch of documentaries that they've done. What's interesting is like the cameras are recording in 3D, like 360, and so like you'll be in the middle. This guy's talking, and there's an interviewer behind you, and you're like, okay. Or, like, you're underwater and looking around, and so, like, you're just one... The scuba diver must have strapped it on or something.
Yeah.
And so, because you can't see your body, though. Like, it's fuzzed out if you...
Try
the shots
down.
That you can. But it just kind of moves you along in it. So I've watched a couple of those. It's interesting being in the middle and how they kind of get your focus to an area.
Place where they want,
I think there's going to be more movies like that. I mean, though, I haven't seen a fictional one that's not animated yet, because that's got to be difficult, because you'd have to be in a 360 environment or CGI created.
Not necessarily. Like, I recorded this thing. I don't know, for some reason I didn't get picked up for the whole project, but that they were doing real life or live action 360.
Really?
They were going to use it for VR.
How do you do lights and stuff? That's what I was confused with. Like, where do you put the equipment?
Piece it together, I guess.
Pretty soon.
Oh, maybe.
You know what? I should get into that game and make, like, a game where you're at work. And then you just work.
They have one.
In the game. But, like, you can look around. You can see in your cubicle. You know, fucking annoying people come by your desk and ask you to do shit.
You can shoot them.
No. You just work.
Just work.
And your reward for finishing an 8-hour session of the game
money
is that you get to turn it off and like watch TV for a couple hours before you fall asleep.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Break
it's
the
called
third
life.
Wall.
Sign life the game.
You know what I mean? Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think VR could be used for like empathy machines? Because that's what I always feel like.
That's actually from, like, I was reading an article talking about that, how like using it for like, and also for like law enforcement training and stuff.
What's an empathy machine?
Just like, you know, what's it like to be Aaron? Oh, and then you know, would instead of just.
This
if
is how
I
black
didn't...
people feel.
Sure, yeah.
Because they're in that role. Here's an interesting thing. They had this guy who was. He had two surgeries that were pretty much identical that he had to do. And they're very painful. And they had to do them while he was kind of awake. Mm. And so they gave him a Game Boy to play with on one game, one round. And the next one, they did a gave him a, he was a burn victim too, so that's important. He was, so he had the burning sensation happening. The next time they gave him a VR headset, and it was like playing stuff going like skiing in the Alps, and he reported this drastic reduction in pain
mm-hmm.
with the VR.
Wow!
Like it's so distracting and immersing. Like he was actually like feeling
like all your sensory his body down.
Yeah.
Shit gets so overloaded that you know other stuff gets kicked out. Kind of
shut down. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, after doing it a while, you start forgetting. Like I'm like, I know I'm in my living room,
mm-hmm.
but when I take it off, it's weird, and mm-hmm. I have to like. It takes me a couple minutes to readjust. I'm like,
oh
the walls are close. Okay, like this is. I'm not in an open field.
Wow.
Like it really messes with because you have earbuds in. So it messes with your sound. Okay, so I went on this roller coaster on it. Yeah. Like there was, on this ride, you're going down a track, and then it did a little roller coaster motion. I was standing up playing the game, and I fell forward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't do anything.
Busted your
like,
face.
Nothing happened. I didn't fall down, but I, like, lost balance.
Right.
And I had done nothing.
Yeah.
The motion and the sound
right.
made me feel like I was going up and down. Like my stomach dropped.
No.
Like, yes. Yes.
That's so cool.
I was scary. Like, what the fuck? How did
I feel like it should come so are there any, chair. Like, when is it going to be regulated and, you know, that's
oh,
sort
they'll
of stuff.
Have to eventually. Yeah. I mean,
wow.
This is scary. This clown kept jumping out at me in this game. Like, you have to shoot the clown. And then, like, I got so panicked because multiple clowns started coming out. And I just like I ended up hitting the off button to go into the screen.
Yeah.
Which is cool in itself because when you turn it off out of the VR game, you see a screen and it looks like you're in front of like a movie theater
yeah.
screen. So then you can just watch it. Like I can just watch Netflix with this giant screen.
Yeah.
Strapped to my
head. Wow. That does see. Yeah. And that's
look,
when
then
you're
you
worried
look
about
dorky,
looking
yeah.
like a dork. Yeah.
Yeah. I did look like a dork, but I've. But the cool thing is my wife can watch something on TV, and the VR runs itself. So I've actually was, like, playing a game while she was in the – now I feel like she's
this,
already, yeah.
sad as
yeah,
hell.
Yeah.
This sounds
no,
so
No, you guys
sad.
Don't understand.
No.
I can neglect my marriage.
Right. It's totally cool.
I'd be right
she's,
there in the same room.
She's okay with it.
She's supportive.
She can watch Netflix while I can play this game.
We don't even have to interact.
We don't even have to talk to each other. It's great.
I didn't know she left the room with the funny thing. She left and went to bed.
She left your playing. Life forever.
I was just playing my game.
Wow. Was still talking she to her. Left. Oh, babe, the roller coaster is so realistic.
Well, it's good, though, because I can turn the screen off so she doesn't see it if I'm playing a scary game. Because she can't handle the horror.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I don't know, man.
What?
I don't know if I like this now.
Why?
It just sounds so, like, it's basically back to the phone. You're going to have to hang it up in a little pouch.
This is literally the polar opposite from living in a tent in Hawaii. Like, this is just, we're
all
in the
had
future.
To... Oh, my God.
We're That's... in prehistoric times. Like, I'm just in a fucking cave eating Tyrannosaurus, or am I over here? In fucking space shitting in a space station.
Yeah.
We can do a VR of Hawaii so you can feel at home.
That's okay.
Yeah, you can make a VR game where you live in a tent and
that's
you have to find holes to poop in.
No.
That's how you win.
That sounds like a good game, actually. I can see that game being a thing.
Oh, you know what the scariest thing was? The giant centipedes.
Oh, yeah, those things
are they poisonous?
No. But they're just big and they hurt when they bite. Yeah.
But they're not poisonous?
I don't think so.
They hurt?
I think that they are. I always thought I remember.
Maybe. You might
Did
be.
Did you get bit by one?
I never got bit by one. That fear just haunted me all the time when I was there.
Like how big?
Like they can get, I saw one time. It was a foot long. It was jet black. It was actually at my then boyfriend, my husband's house.
And they get in your house?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're like a foot.
They
oh
can be
God.
A foot long.
Yeah.
Most of the time, they would be like 7 inches, but like, yeah. That was the first time in my life where I screamed and like no sound came out. It was like one of those where I was just like, I couldn't make any sound. I was just so.
Was it like on a couch?
It was in. So I was in the bathroom on the loo, and And I saw it like behind me on the tiles, and I just like, I couldn't, I just was like, it was a silent scream. Oh, and then my husband came out and he like chopped it up. Like he had a knife and like, it was like going in different directions. He like tried to spray it with bleach. Like we didn't know what the hell, it was the middle of the night.
Is it one of those things where if you chop it up, it can just like reform, make like 20 new centipedes?
No, don't say, don't even say that.
It's like, sorry. It's like those worms,
nope,
right?
Nope, that's not a real thing. Wait, it dies.
And then they come back. Shut up.
When he was chopping it, though, were you still on the toilet?
No. Okay. I got up.
Did you wipe?
Him running in.
Like, I just, I'm trying to figure out the sequence of events. You still got to wipe your
dry scream.
Right? Dry scream. Get in here, kill this, but first I got to wipe.
Sure. Maybe.
Sanitation first.
Maybe not. Maybe that time I didn't.
Did spend a lot of time pooping in holes.
I'm just saying, well, then you weren't that scared. Because if you were scared, you wouldn't have thought about.
I don't know. Exactly. Right? I don't know what I did. All I know is I was like, get me the fuck out of this bathroom. Yeah.
Give me something safe, like a tent.
When you live in a tent, we would hear them swooshing under the tent.
Shut up. No.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Yes.
How did you know it was them?
You just knew.
How do you know it was... Do you have giant spiders there too?
Well, or? I don't remember the spider. I don't remember being overwhelmed by spiders. They're yeah, the spiders can get big, but yeah, hearing them swish under the tent was like
they're under you.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, did you sleep in a bag?
Or was it
like, yeah, okay, it's not a big, not like the industrial tents.
No, it was just the tent. Yeah, like a Coleman tent.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm sorry. We keep coming back to this.
I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated that you went through all of that, right? You had that, all that experience, and then you still referred to a bathroom as a loo. I don't know how that. It's like, oh, you suddenly British. Like, I don't know how that happened. But
I don't know. I feel like
it's like just
toilet.
Random cultural just things just, that we just absorbed.
Who knows where? I don't know. I had to dress it up a little bit.
She doesn't know. She doesn't know Star Wars, but
don't know.
She has
Star
foreign
Wars.
Words for.
She has 12
bathroom.
Different words for toilet.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, do you have anything coming up in the next few weeks? That any shows to promote?
I got a few.
You're an active comedy guy.
Yeah, and cool. Musician.
And musician.
Unless you don't want us to come to those shows.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long it takes you to put this.
We'll be up next week.
July 30th at Wingman Brewery in Tacoma.
Nice.
And
Wingman.
And
got your Wingman.
August 17th. At Lucky Liquor in Georgetown.
Ooh, will you be off your 30-day thing by then?
Wait, what day?
August 17th.
Wait, what day is this?
I don't know.
20?
Today's the 17th.
I'll be done on like the 10th of August.
You can go there and drink liquor.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that be fun, Silas? You could go to a comedy show on your night off.
Oh my God, that'd be so fun. I love you on the show. Oh, they're so fun. Okay, well, hey, thanks for coming on. We're about, about out of time. Nicole, thanks for, you've been a great, great guest host.
Thank you.
Learned a lot about you today.
Too much, probably.
Too much. Well, yeah. there's never enough.
Mm.
Maybe.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Nobody needed to know about the pooping in the holes.
I did. Mm. I did. That's made my day. I'm gonna.
Black and a half?
What do I say again?
Black and a half.
Oh, black and a half.
Do I say it too, even though I'm not?
Sure.
Black and a half. It's like the Jewiest black and a half.
Yeah, say it like your mom. Like your mom.
Oh, it's just, it's a wonderful podcast. It's called Black and a Half, I think. It's wonderful. So much fun.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.